Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please, but this station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, all, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered, and your host with the most is Wayne Allen Root. And Wayne, in fact, will be here, well, next week, because it's a holiday week. We're partying, man, like it's, what, 1999? Can you imagine 1999 23 years ago? Oh, my God. I can't believe that. Where does time go? It goes in a blink of an eye. It's just not fair. I mean, it's just not fair. In order for us to do all the things that we probably want to do on this planet, we probably all should live at least 1,000 years. It just goes too fast. It just does. A couple things I want to share with you here in this break. By the way, my name is Lee Elsie. You can find out more about me, LeeElsie.com. You can email me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. That would be fabulous. Did you know a record number of Americans are crossing the border into Mexico? Yeah, I'm not making that up. People are leaving this country and heading south. More than 8,000 U.S. citizens were issued temporary resident visas to live in Mexico in the first 9 months of this year, an 85% increase over the same period in 2019, that according to Mexican officials. That's the highest reverse migration figure since the stats were first being compiled in 2010. That, according to reports, Mexico City is the chosen destination for many of the U.S. citizens who are heading south. And not all the transplants are temporary. The number of U.S. citizens granted permanent residency in Mexico is up 48% from 2019. We are so flawed in the United States of America, so broken, so battered, so bruised, so wrecked, so horrified, that people are leaving the greatest country that ever existed and heading to Mexico. 5,418 Americans were granted permanent residency status through the first 10 months of this year. By the way, in case you were wondering, foreigners seeking to establish roots in Mexico are required to meet several pieces of criteria, including home income requirements, employer sponsorship, family ties, a home. Mexico City officials don't seem worried about the growing number of gringos moving south, with the city entering into a partnership with an Airbnb to encourage the situation. So Mexico is making money out of the deal through a Airbnb. Can't make it up. You can't make it up. Joe Biden's America. By the way, in the latest Americans Value Study by the Cultural Research Center, nearly 4,000 American adults were asked, regardless of your religious faith, America's foundation for determining right and wrong should be chosen, one, by either the Bible, what you feel in your heart, or majority rule. Those are the three choices you got. 4 out of 10 chose feelings, while just 29% said the Bible. The other 29% said they'd go along with what everybody else is saying. So that tie to religion is being shattered. 9 moral values, making up what the CRC calls transitional American values, are integrity, justice, kindness, non-discrimination, trustworthiness, freedom of expression, private property ownership, the opportunity for individual growth and self-control. Those are the things that make somebody a good person or not. And if you look at that list, integrity. I mean, is that not the most important thing you can find in somebody? Integrity, yes. Justice and kindness. Are you a just person? Are you kind? Do you help the old lady cross the street? Do you adopt the stray puppy? Do you feed the cat that nobody seems to want? Trustworthiness is on the list. You got to be trustworthy. Non-discrimination on the list, of course. See, that's the difference between the right and the left. See, the left will always bring that up because it's what makes their world spin. Discrimination. Anything associated with it. Racism. For the right, we don't even think about that. We don't do it. So being thrown into this list, I mean, sure, of course. You can't be a discriminatory person and have a good soul and good character, but most folks on the right understand that. They understand that going in. Some of the other ones, again, are self-control, freedom of expression, all important parts of making somebody a good person. Given how government leaders have aggressively redefined other terms and concepts in recent years, recasting previously unthinkable behaviors as the norm, one can barely imagine what our future moral code may actually be, what it'll look like when the government actually really gets its fingers into all of it. Its dirty little hands into your moral compass. So, left to our own devices, mankind will shortly descend into a vast cultural wasteland ruled by a tyrannical government. Americans have become more comfortable with the idea of being the arbiters of their own morality. This is reflected in the current belief system being taught in public education. Truth relative to time, place, and circumstance, and one's truth will vary from another's, with each being equally acceptable. In other words, the disappearance of God from not only the schools, but from just everyday life. It's happening. It's happening at warp speed. And, you know, it's interesting, not to get on the religious bully pulpit here, but whether you believe in a God or a higher power, I mean, that's completely up to you. But what is interesting, what is fascinating about it is that there is a correlation without question between people believing in God and following the words of God and society. If you're a God-fearing society, chances are you're living in a society that respects each other, respects law and order. Not always, and not everyone. But a large chunk would fit into that category when you really think about it. Because it makes sense. If you have a natural fear for being judged by a higher power, by your actions on this plane and this planet, well, guess what? You are probably going to be a better human being because of it. Don't you think? If you believe that somebody up there in the sky is watching whether or not you take the right change, or kick the cat, or cheat on your wife, or cheat on your taxes, and you don't even have to look at it from God in the sky, all heavenly Father looking down on you. It could be as simple as just do unto others as you want them to do unto you. But if you're not being judged by something, and it's the same in a setting, let's say, when you're thinking about why socialism doesn't work. Socialism doesn't work because people are inherently flawed, because why should I do the work? Why should I do more work when the guy next to me is going to get the same thing by doing less work? So that is part of the human condition. And you can even factor that and weave that in to this whole religious scenario. Is that, you know, Why should I be such a good person if nobody's paying attention? Why should I be charitable or give? Which is another reason why I feel more often than not that the glass is half empty as opposed to being half full. And I hate to be that pessimist because it feels better being an optimist, doesn't it? If you're positive all the time, it feels better on your soul. But unfortunately, doing what we do, I do for a living, seeing just the negative news stories that pop up on a consistent basis, it makes it hard, right? Or you tackle an issue like abortion, right? And you have an argument with somebody about abortion and where they stand on abortion, where you stand on abortion. And you know, I might say this and I stand by it, abortion being morally wrong. And I didn't say that you couldn't do it. I just said deep in your soul, everyone who's partaken in it knows that there's a level of morality that's stripped away from you. You lose something, male and female, who agree on an abortion. I don't have a solution for parentless kids. I don't have any idea what to do about any of that. I'm just saying, if you start from ground zero, you know that you're doing something that's wrong. And it hurts. And you kind of get that. And people who believe in a higher power know it. In some cases, the choice has been made and it happens. But deep down, you know. And chances are you regret it. And that's just one case. But anyway, I don't know how I got on that topic. Let me take a quick break. We'll come right back. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root. Keep it right here. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Chappell here, serial entrepreneur. Let's make sure your current payroll provider isn't overcharging you, shall we? First, go to your payroll provider's website to see what you're currently paying. Oh, what's that? You can't clearly see your pricing because your vendor is running a temporary sale or making you call for a free quote? That's unfortunate. If you go to PatriotSoftware.com, you will instantly see our payroll pricing for companies with 1 to 100 employees. Well, there you go. At least now you know what you should be paying for payroll. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money. Oh, 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 oh.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. You've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products and how they've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow. Well, Mike Lindell has done it again with his new My Slippers. Mike took over 2 years to develop these slippers, ensuring they weren't just any ordinary slipper. These slippers are made with a three-tiered cushioning system, 2 layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long, as these slippers can be worn both indoors and outdoors. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so order now. Log on to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, and use the promo code WAR for Wayne Allen Root to receive this incredible limited time offer. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code WAR to receive this incredible limited time offer, or call 800-659-9475. That's 800-659-9475. Hi, it's Wayne Allen Root, and it's time to teach a lesson to corporate America. If companies go woke, we will make them go broke. I am so excited to tell you about an online store run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household products you're already buying, already using, but much better quality at far lower prices, and all made in the USA by an America-loving company run by conservatives and patriots. Cindy and I love shopping here. GreatPatriotStore.com. Plus, you'll save time and money on gas, not having to drive to the store. You buy direct from GreatPatriotStore.com. PatriotStore.com and your order is shipped to your doorstep. Just like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. So go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, and someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. Get better, healthier, greener, made-in-America products at a much better price delivered to your front door. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root, and a very special guest who joins me once a week on my show here in Connecticut. But I want to bring him out to the entire country, and he's my pal, Tony D'Angelo. Tony, how are you, man?
I am fine, Lee Elsie, and proud to be among everybody in these great United States of America. I wish everybody a Merry Christmas, Happy Holiday, and remember, no day's promised to you, so enjoy the one that you have.
I love that sentiment. So here's the thing. Whenever you have something to do with money or conspiracies or some kind of a scam, I like to lean on you. Your background is money. Your background, you know, is taxes and all that go along with that. But I want to get your opinion on this crypto stuff. So crypto crashed quite a bit, and obviously we got the big scandal going on too. But you know, where do you see crypto 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 20 years from now?
I liken all of this, that's a wonderful question, I liken all of this to the stock market crash of 1929. Now, that was a day very similar in analogy to what we're dealing with now with crypto, where it was a fuel and a frenzy, you know, to buy stock. Everybody needed to buy stock. Now, mind you, mind us all, that many years ago, none of that was regulated whatsoever. That did not become regulated until the Securities Acts of 1933 and 1934. But so the market was wild. People were just throwing all kinds of money in. Everybody was in the market. The legendary story was the patriarch, Joe Kennedy, the father of Robert and Jack, was the family lived in New York at that time, and they were doing quite well. And the patriarch was on Wall Street, and he would be a very, very diligent Irishman. He would get off the train at Grand Central Station. He would get his shoes shined by the same kid every single day, and when they were spit and polished perfect, he'd take the subway down to Wall Street. And one day in 1929, the kid is just talking his ear off. Oh, Mr. Kennedy, what about this? Mr. Kennedy, what about that? And, the patriarch Joe is behind the Wall Street Journal. Yeah, that sounds good. Okay, kid, here's your tip. I got to go. And when he got down to Wall Street, he said to his four guys, sell everything, because if that kid is in the market, it is time to get out. Now, bring that forward to where we are right now. That's exactly where we are in cryptocurrency. Because it was a wild, unregulated, and fraudulent marketplace, there was a crash. Too many people were in it. They didn't understand it. They just said it is what they like to call the acronym in financial terms is FOMO. Fear of missing out.
Right.
They all thought that, hey, if I'm going to miss this boat. And the minute that the boat got overloaded, it sank. So where we're at right now is you've got a lot of people that are sore and hurting, and they're never going to do this, and they've lost all kinds of money, and cryptocurrency is bad. I'm not going to tell you cryptocurrency is good, bad, indifferent, or otherwise. I can only tell you that when I would sit at dinner tables with my folks and their relatives and other people, and maybe the 1950s and the 1960s, and they talk about the stock market and the depression and everything else. It was this thing of, we're never going to invest in stocks because the market is evil, and that's where you lose all that money. And look at everything that came into the what we now call the legitimate financial markets. Now, that's exactly where crypto is. We've suffered a major hit in society. No telling, Lee Elsie, no telling how bad this is hit. We know our state, Connecticut, is involved in it. We also know it's in various pension funds or various holdings. What this will mean to retirees down the way, God only knows, because it's not the sort of stuff you really get disclosed where it's right in front of your face. So there's going to be this fear. There's going to be this trepidation. It's going to go on for a number of years. Will there be regulation? Will there not be? There may be. There may not be. There's a lot of hacked off politicians right now, especially Democrats, that didn't get their, shall we say, their deposit at the doorstep by Samuel Bankman-Fried. So who knows? But it'll be with us. But it will be with us. Probably in more, shall we say, constrained terms for a period of time, and then the fear will be over and life will go on, such as it is.
We're talking with Tony D'Angelo, one of my regulars from my morning show here in Connecticut. We're going to take a short time out. We'll come back, talk a little bit more about crypto and non-fungible tokens. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
War now.
USA. USA News Update. Three-time World Cup champion Pelé is dead at the age of 82. He died in Brazil after being hospitalized due to cancer. The forward won his first World Cup at age 17 and would do so two more times, the only player with such a trophy count. Progressive lawmakers are criticizing the Department of Transportation over the Southwest Airlines meltdown. If you are among the victims of the delays at Southwest Airlines,
save every receipt. So save receipts for rental cars, housing, hotels, and do request refunds from Southwest.
Clint Henderson, managing editor of the Points Guy Travel Tips website. Amazon is working on a standalone app with sports content. Reports say the app is aimed at highlighting Amazon's deals with the NFL, Premier League, and the New York Yankees. Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Oh,
All right, Wayne L. Root, the Root's on fire. GreatPatriotStore.com is the sponsor of this segment of the show. If you're a conservative warrior, if you're a Christian patriot, if you love America, it's time for you to teach a lesson to corporate America. If companies go woke, we will make them go broke. I'm so excited to tell you about an online store run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. All the products are made in America at the highest quality, at the best prices found anywhere in the world, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Every household product you're already buying is available at GreatPatriotStore.com for a dramatically lower price. Health your environmentally friendly products from a pro-American company, and you get to save a fortune on all the same products you already use at home. All the products you use, all the products you want, all the products you need at GreatPatriotStore.com. Plus, you'll save time and money on gas, not having to drive to the store. It's all shipped to your doorstep. TheGreatPatriotStore.com. Stop spending your hard-earned dollars with woke companies. Buy American products from an American-loving, patriotic, conservative, made-in-the-USA company, GreatPatriotStore.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Wayne Allen Root is off tonight. My name is Lee Elsie, and my friend Tony D'Angelo and myself are talking about crypto. Unlike buying no regular stocks and putting money into a company and having something tangible to hold on to, I mean, cryptocurrency is, it is what it is. I mean, it's what you make of it. But I get that worth, when we're talking about just what something is worth, it's what somebody will pay for it. So if somebody will pay for something, then it's got some value. But when you really don't have anything tangible to hold on to, it's like a Ponzi scheme. It's that airplane when we were in college where they would always crash and burn. I don't have much confidence in crypto.
Well, you're absolutely right when you say there's nothing there. I mean, if I were to go, if I were to leave this phone call, and if I were to go to my brokerage account, my very meager retirement account, and I were to say, purchase 100 shares of IBM and push the button and, you know, do all the flags and everything else, and here it comes. I have an intangible, which is a, you know, figurative certificate of stock. We don't deal in paper certificates anymore, but it has a representation to tangible worth. There is actual worth in that corporation, the income, the assets, the reputation, the patents. Now, cryptocurrency, as you point out, has got none of that whatsoever. It's just a promise of what somebody will give you for something. Now, that's how markets work. You know, we often talk about on your show one of my favorite concepts that was taught to me years ago called the buy window theory of life. How much is something worth? Answer, what somebody will give you for, right? Case closed. And people will give you something, but when in the crypto, shall we say, collapse, is perfect evidence of that. The minute you see that, okay, maybe what's there, you know, this is all kind of up in the helium, I'm going to cash out. Well, too many people cash out at once and the bottom falls out. And what you do not have here, and I'm not a regulatory freak, and I'm not a, you know, I would love to be a total and committed libertarian. Unfortunately, people, at least in my estimation, are not nearly as well disciplined where you could have no regulation. But one of the things that does go on in the securities markets, and I've had clients who have worked in corporate banking, the banks have to undergo something known as a stress test. In other words, if I walk in like I did yesterday to my branch bank and got some Christmas money out for my wife and smiled at the nice young lady, she put some cash in an envelope to give as Christmas gifts. Now, then that's a very small withdrawal, doesn't much matter. However, if, you know, a bunch of people ran in all at once, and said, give me all your money, would that bank sustain? And the banks have to go through something known as stress testing, where they can sustain, quote unquote, a run on the banks. You know, it's that's in the wood, as it were, after 2008. Now, crypto's got none of that. Crypto is the movie It's a Wonderful Life. We're talking about Christmas. However, it does not have a happy ending, because if what I think you owe me is not worth anything that I thought it was, I'm in trouble for no fault of my own. That's what's happening in our state right now, because our state has made investments in digital currency companies who are affected by Samuel Bankman-Fried. It's a mess. Right now, it is a total and complete mess.
So moving like to something like these non-fungible tokens, which I guess Trump made a couple of million bucks on selling, you know, his image online. They're doing that with sports now, too, Tony. I don't get that either.
Well, when you stop and think about it, the collectibles market, what is the fascination in these, in baseball cards? The Mickey Mantle, the Babe Ruth. You know, the 1952 Mickey Mantle, where now it's not a case of me taking everything I own and buying a Mantle card. It's not going to come. I have to get on in a securities company that's going to buy that card. It's all attributable value.
Yeah.
And I'm at a loss. I can't explain.
I'm a bit of an old fogey. I'm an old fogey, I guess. I need to have the card in my hand for it to have value to me. Now, again, maybe we're outdated. Maybe this is a new age. Maybe this is where people want to be. I mean, me and you have talked before in the past about people actually spending their hard-earned dollars on pieces of property in a virtual world. Right?
Yeah, so that is beyond my comprehension. I really do not understand that whatsoever. But again, it's attributed value. You know, to your point about you want something tangible. I am an old guy now, but there was a time when I wasn't an old guy. And I had Depression-era clients. Now, these weren't the Depression-era kids, most of whom, like by now, and my wife, sadly, I've been diminished by it, have passed on, but these were their parents. And during the 1970s, we had these the runaway inflation, and the interest rates were going through the roof. And my bosses at the firm I work with would give me cash and say, place this where you can get the most interest. We had sort of a friendly bank arrangement, you know, downstairs with a bank. That doesn't really go on anymore. You know, now it's all regulated, and you just can't knock on a door and say, hey, can you put this in for a client? But I would do that. And what would happen was, I'd catch a high note, and I'd catch something. Wow, I got a 7% CD, which is going to come due in 3 months. I'd go back and tell this Depression-era client, and they would say, what do you mean, CD? Well, it's this is the federally insured certificate where you will get this money. But is it in a passbook? Well, no, it's not in a passbook. It comes on a statement. But if I don't have the passbook, I don't have the money. Because they were reverting back to the bank holiday of 1933, where you had to present your bank book to the window in order to get your money. It was that tangible thing. Now, I think we're like that. You and I are like that with NFTs.
I'm like that.
Generation, 30, 40 years from now, they're going to laugh at us.
Well, that's probably true.
See it.
Well, you know what? I'm that way with money too. I don't like the transactions online. I don't like banking with my phone. I want to be there in person. I still don't get, automatic deposit. I fight that. They try to get me to have that here, but I want to be able to take my check to the bank and say, here it is. So cash it for me or put it in there for me. I don't know. Like, it's a different era, and I get it. We're certainly, at least me, at the times maybe have passed me by when it comes to that. But I feel more secure with that. It's the same idea where I don't like giving out certain information on the internet because I don't know who's getting that. I don't know who's got privy to either my social security number or my bank number or whatever it is. I don't trust it, Tony.
It's funny. A lot of athletes, and I think if you want to make a subset It would be Hispanic athletes that grew up in the New York area. A very, very, very dear friend and colleague of mine ran a brokerage outfit, actually was managing a brokerage outfit in Brooklyn years back. And one day he got a knock at the door. There was a pretty young lady with a suitcase. And he said, "May I help you?" And she said, "My name is so-and-so Candelaria. I'd like to see you." And he said, "Well, okay." And they walked in the back, and she opened up a suitcase, and the suitcase had a bunch of dollar bills neatly stashed. And said, my brother, I told my brother that he can't, he just can't keep carrying this around. You know, a lot of these players, Manny Ramirez is very similar. They wanted to be paid in dead presidents.
Right.
Oh, look at me. That's all they trusted.
I love it. I love it. Tony D'Angelo.
So, my poor friend was shaking. So I think we better do something here.
Good stuff. Tony, listen, I just saw what time it was.
He's a darn good pitcher, too.
Well, there you go. Hey, listen, I got to run. I'm out of time. But tell everybody where they can find out more about you. What's your Twitter handle?
Sure. It's at TonyDeAngelo7. If you have questions, I love questions. You can email me at fortresstrust@AOL.com. I'm working and living in Connecticut. And happy to, love to know who's out there listening and what they may be thinking about or considering.
All right, Tony. I love talking to you. We appreciate it. We got to run, though. We're out of time. Stick around. You're listening again to the USA Radio Network.
It's time for today's asset protection update. With me is Court Christie from Nevada Corporate Headquarters. Court, what should my listeners fear when it comes to government overreach? And why should entrepreneurs and investors choose Nevada to register their LLCs?
Wayne, we all have heard that the Canadian government froze the bank accounts of the protesting truckers and their supporters. Well, I believe the same will happen right here in the USA against freedom-loving patriots. One incredible way to protect your assets and to have a bank account that is not in your name is to form your own limited liability company called an LLC. The best state to form that LLC in is Nevada. Now, Nevada is the number one state chosen by entrepreneurs and investors for LLCs. To find out more about how you can protect your assets with a Nevada LLC, download my book called The Nevada Edge.
You heard him. To get your free book and talk to an asset protection specialist, go to NevadaWar.com. That's NevadaWar.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds in the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now, 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Vitamins have been the foundation of my success, my incredible energy, vitality, and my perfect health for decades. Now I'm so excited to tell you about our newest vitamin company sponsor, Global Healing. Global Healing was founded in 1998 by Dr. Group. He is one of President Trump's health advisors. Impressive. Global Healing has all the crucial vitamins you need for boosting your immune system, including liquid vitamin C and D3, zinc, and quercetin, all made in the USA. But their number one best-selling product is one of a kind, Oxy Powder. Dr. Krupp reports all disease begins in the gut. Oxy Powder uses the power of oxygen to gently cleanse your gut of toxins. Oxy Powder is the key to producing more energy, vitality, and health. Cleanse your gut. Change your life. Right now, get a 15% discount, plus Dr. Krupp's Emergency Immune Strengthening Guide for free, plus a 100% one-year money-back guarantee. Go to globalhealing.com/war. That's globalhealing.com/war.
Raw and unfiltered. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back, everyone. Special guest, and we have a lot of great friends from the Heritage Foundation. You can go online, heritage.org, check it all out. And then we have a number of regulars, and every once in a while we sprinkle on some different folks to join us to talk about different things. And joining us right now is another Heritage expert, Simon Hankinson, is joining us. He's got a piece out called Woke Public Diplomacy. It undermines the State Department's core mission and weakens U.S. foreign policy. All right, so are we weak? I mean, foreign policy, it appears from the outside looking in that we're weak. We have weak leadership, and I would think there's a trickle-down effect. But tell everybody a little bit about this piece and what they can get out of it.
Well, you know, we're still the world's predominant power with the biggest military and the biggest diplomatic reach. We need to concentrate our energies on the biggest problems. And when we're exporting our ideology overseas, it's got to be the values, the sort of core beliefs of the majority of the American people. And in the last few years, we've seen a real skew often to kind of fringe race and gender ideology, which is frankly just a waste of taxpayers' money at a time when we're $31 trillion in the hole and growing.
Right. I mean, do you believe that people aspire to be what we once were, which, you know, is that beacon of light on the hill? Do you think that carries the same kind of clout it once did?
I still think people aspire to be what we are, and I think the people, you know, rushing the border proves that there are lots of people who want to live here, yeah, whether or not they want to ascribe to all of our values and accept and love all of our history. But we're seeing pushback in countries, particularly in Asia and Africa, where they have much more traditional or religious worldviews. They don't understand why, in addition to trying to help them get enough food to eat and get energy and clean water, we're also pushing things like gender-affirming care. Right. And, you know, fringe aspects of this progress movement, which don't really apply in their countries, in some sense are kind of hostile to their values.
Yeah, that was going to be my follow-up question to people aspiring to get here, is you've got big chunks of the planet who just don't see
wokeness the same way we do. In fact, they look at it as probably silly, maybe is the best word, in particular the nations that you were talking about. And actually, it's an affront to some of their sensibilities and how they live their life. The idea of a man being a woman or trapped inside of a woman's body or vice versa, it's completely foreign to them, right?
Yeah, I mean, just think about how much things have changed in our own country. I'm half a century old, and I remember not 10 years ago, you had Biden and Obama both saying that marriage was between a man and a woman.
Right.
And if you'd asked anybody, is it possible for a man to decide one day that he is now a woman and just simply say so and that everybody would accept it? I think people would have looked at you like you had two heads. And that's still probably the case in most countries outside of, you know, some Western European allies and the United States. But now, you know, we have Sam Brinton, the recently, I think he's recently fired official of the Department of Energy, and Admiral Rachel Levine, and people who are accepted 100% at the face value that they would like everyone to accept them at.
You know what concerns me in particular when it comes to wokeism and the military? I know this isn't necessarily State Department type business, but when wokeness creeps into the foxhole, we've got serious issues.
I think it's concerning a lot of people. Right now, we have a real problem recruiting people for our military. Part of it is because we're frankly fatter. People have criminal records.
Right.
There are reasons why young people are not qualified. But it's also a less of an attractive thing to serve your country when you believe that your country doesn't necessarily share your values. And when our leaders try to tell us that all of these ultra-progressive movements and ideologies are national security concerns, I don't think people believe them deep down. You know, we're watching Ukraine right now doing a pretty impressive job of fighting off the Russians. I don't think diversity, equity, and inclusion classes are being taught to their officers. And all Americans, I hope, believe that having a diverse military is a good thing in general, and they want to see people treated equally, but they don't want artificial engineering. They don't want courses telling them that because of their skin color or the background that they have, that they're either oppressors or oppressed.
How about the simple idea that people are hiring folks that are not qualified for the job or with bad character, like a Sam Brinton, for example?
Well, yeah, I think we've got another 2 years to run of the Biden administration.
Right.
They've made it very clear in all their public documents and all their memos that they put diversity and sort of tokenism, intersectional identity, if you like, ahead of competence. Now, Brinton had a good academic record, and he may well have been qualified to do work at the Department of Energy. He seemed a little young to me. He was like 35, and usually you've got another 10, 15 years of experience before you're deputy assistant secretary. But if you look right across the board at the Biden administration hiring, it's definitely observable that they're hiring based on personal traits and immutable characteristics and not purely on competence.
Where can folks learn more about you, my friend?
Right here at the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org. I'm on Twitter at WatchfulWaiter1, and all of our stuff is out there online.
All right, Simon, I thank you very much for the info today, although it doesn't put a smile on my face. I appreciate you bringing it to everybody's attention, and we'll talk down the road for sure. That wraps it up for yours. Truly, that wraps it up for the entire night. It wraps it up for the week. It'll be a best of tomorrow for Wayne. He'll be back on Monday. Enjoy your holiday weekend. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.